Welcome to Do the New, part two of our two-part series of To Do the Boo.
I'm Zach Salerno.
And I'm Shelby Neal. This is the frightful story of the Halloween of Zach and I. So it was Halloween night.
We had this started off strong, so we decided to watch something scary to set the spooky mood.
Normally, it takes us about an hour to find the perfect movie, but for some reason, tonight was different.
Instantly, we knew what we wanted to watch.
Saw. The perfect movie. Just the right amount of blood, gore, and fright to kick off the night.
Time went by insanely fast, and by the end of the movie, it was already dark outside.
We ran down the stairs, oblivious to the fact that all of the trick-or-treaters had been out for about an hour already.
We knew we didn't want to head out on an empty stomach.
So for dinner, we had bloody chili, sea scare salad, and human finger cupcakes.
Trick-or-treaters consistently came to the door, which urged our anticipation to get started.
It was super last minute, so I ended up being a witch.
And I was a Jimmy John's employee, even though I was originally supposed to be a DEA agent, but we gave up on trying to find all the other pieces for that costume.
It was time. The moment had come. Trick or treating.
We took a couple of steps outside, ready to go, but it was freezing.
It definitely would have been the move to have checked the weather, so we went back inside and bundled up.
It was time. Again. But then things went wrong. The recorder froze and we were stuck.
After 30 minutes of trying to fix it, we gave up. But we weren't going to let that ruin our night.
Trick-or-treating was a key event that we had set in our minds, so...
It was time. For the final time. We were going out and getting as much candy as we could.
Strange looks from all of my neighbors.
Aren't you a little old for this?
Was repeated at least a million times. Clearly it was seen as abnormal that two teenagers would be walking around all dressed up for Halloween, but we didn't care.
I was honestly so distracted by all of the candy and that I was trick-or-treating with my best friend that I didn't even acknowledge that it was weird to some people.
On the other hand, there were so many people that thought it was adorable and hilarious that we'd be doing this activity made for younger kids.
The funniest part was definitely when this older couple that went as two ducks were trick-or-treating without any little kids.
This completely proved our point that anyone can go trick-or-treating and have a good time, no matter how young or old.
After being out for around an hour, we went back to my house to look through all of the candy.
A huge tradition in my family is getting all of your candies together into ginormous piles and trading for the ones that you want.
Surprisingly, this simple activity was the best part of the night.
It's always fun to get all the candies that you want, and this way, there's no way that you won't.
The only issue with this is that Shelby and I tend to like most of the same things, so we both wanted the same candies.
Because I end up getting what I want 98% of the time, I got most of the good candies.
After trading candy, we pretty much just sat around eating candy until we got sick.
Totally worth it, though.
Through this chaotic experience, we learned so much.
One, that we should always buy extra candy that we both like so that no one is forced to share.
Two, that we should always bring another recorder just in case the first one stops working.
And three, Halloween can be fun for everyone.
Trick-or-treating doesn't have to be for kids because who doesn't want candy?
And if you're with fun people, then it makes the experience 30 times better.
Starting your own traditions makes the whole fiasco worth it.
Which is why Zach and I are definitely going trick-or-treating next year.